Welcome to News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now, the news for December 20th, 2021. In a recent report from CNBC, anonymous executives confessed their prediction that Bob Iger will return as the CEO of the Walt Disney Company in 2022. One executive told CNBC that there are, quote, already internal wagers at Disney about Iger returning. Public outcry against current CEO Bob Chapek grows as Disney stock suffers a nearly 20% year-to-date decline. Disney has recently kicked up a PR campaign, seemingly in hopes of improving opinions of Chapek. That was the one where he said he didn't want to be called a bean counter. Iger's hesitancy to step down is well documented as well, and Iger delayed his retirement four times before selecting Chapek as his replacement in early 2020, as if he was waiting for maybe someone competent to be available. There has been no official indication that Chapek is on the way out or that Iger will return, but I mean, it has been a catastrophic year if you're Bob Chapek, right? Public perception among fans and among the general public are not great after the Scarlett Johansson thing, Lightning Lane, all these things that have happened. The Disney stock is now on the decline. Disney Plus subscribers are not where they're supposed to be. Like, things are not going well, so maybe a change is coming. I don't know if Iger's going to come back, but, you know, it's no secret that we're holding out for a change, and I think, a lot of people we know in the company, a lot of our sources are also holding out for change, too, and hopefully everyone will get what they want. It's all we want for Christmas. Santa, if you're listening, it's all we need. Parking lot tram service has finally returned to Walt Disney World, starting with the Transportation and Ticket Center at the Magic Kingdom. Trams transport guests from near their parking space to security at the Transportation and Ticket Center and back again at the end of the day. Service started at 9 a.m. on December 19th after a ribbon-cutting ceremony for cast members. That's right, the return of the trams, they had a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Oh, boy. We hopped on the red tram for a ride around the parking lot. You could take that ride right here on our YouTube channel. Again, next year, trams are expected to return to the three other Walt Disney World theme parks. After an over 20-month closure, the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular is back at Disney's Hollywood Studios. As reported a few days ago, the show has been tweaked and updated a bit. All the sets have been repainted. The machinery used in the show was also reevaluated. The lights and soundboard were replaced, and new sound effects can be heard. And guests packed into the theater to see the show's return. Unfortunately, audience members don't get to be in the show at this time, you know, due to COVID and physical distancing guidelines. A new moment introducing the stunt performers has been added during the first scene change. They led the entire audience in creating sound effects. And though there are small changes and no audience members on stage, the plot of the show remains mostly the same. And while the villains and vehicles in the show still have guns, Indiana Jones no longer carries a pistol, so there's no more scene where he shoots a henchman, a famous scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark. He uses his whip plenty and does briefly handle a machine gun grabbed from one of the bad guys. There's a few new stunts and an extra comedic moment of Indy and Marion peeking out of a clothing rack. And a new scene includes the special effects coordinator demonstrating how the crew creates fake gunfire sounds using compressed air. They talk briefly about filming in landscape mode with smartphones, which is a little bit of a modern update to the show. And they still do the stunt demonstration that Marion usually performs with an audience plant. We noticed the pilot in the final scene was a woman now. The plane and truck still have fake guns attached to them. Another big change, when the show was going to debut in 1989, they were going to have swastikas on the vehicles. And someone was like, we should really not do this. And so they did a modified thing with the Iron Cross, which is another German military insignia, seemingly less offensive one. Those are gone now completely. So there is no indication that these are Nazis or German military or any of that stuff that is gone. Also, characters no longer die in the show. They run off after being defeated. And again, Indy doesn't shoot anyone anymore. So some interesting changes to the show. Regardless, it's nice to see the show back. And obviously a number of the crew and cast were very emotional after that first show. You can watch the full show and that reaction right here on our YouTube channel. It's great to see the show back. Longest running show in the history of theme parks. There is not a longer running one anywhere. From December 19th through January 3rd, four Walt Disney World attractions that have currently been individual Lightning Lane access will instead be available through Genie Plus. These attractions are Space Mountain at the Magic Kingdom, Frozen Ever After at Epcot, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and Expedition Everest, Legend of the Forbidden Mountain at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Instead of paying separately to skip the line at these will be included with that $15 charge, as they probably should have been from day one. These four never made sense. Disney Genie at Walt Disney World was having trouble with individual Lightning Lane selections on December 17th. Initially, individual Lightning Lane options did not populate in MDX at all. The option to purchase individual Lightning Lane access to the most popular attractions, including Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, usually appears on the Disney Genie tip board, but none of the individual Lightning Lane attractions had the option listed at 7 a.m. If we visited the attractions page in My Disney Experience and tapped the Lightning Lane option, we were just brought back to the tip board. A cast member at Magic Kingdom told us the system had crashed. It did eventually come back, but it was a mess. Early theme park entry at Walt Disney World will be available for 1 hour before the park opens from December 19th through January 3rd. This is a temporary shift from the current 30-minute entry. Early entry is available to resort hotel guests every day at all four Walt Disney World theme parks. There's no better way to start your morning than with a fresh, hot Mickey waffle, and now you can carry that fluffy, sweet feeling throughout the day with the Loungefly backpack at Walt Disney World. The white and tan backpack features a Mickey waffle pattern complete with a pat of butter with a giant waffle popping out of the front. The butter adds an additional layer of dimension to the design, and the straps have a square pattern resembling more traditional waffles. The bag costs $85 and will make everyone hungry. A couple of weeks ago, we reported how another ramp to be used for disembarking ferry boats from the second level had been completed. We're now happy to report that the ramp is now in use at the Transportation and Ticket Center. Cast members are directing us to the left if we had wheelchairs and strollers, and to the right in order to get up to the upper deck of the ferry boat. It was a nice leisurely walk with plenty of room on the ramp. Stairs are clearly marked with "please watch your step," because people have problems with stairs. The ramp provides a much easier and more convenient way to get to the upper deck of the ferry boat, or as I call it, the observation deck for fights. The cast member told us as of right now, they're only using the ramp to load guests onto the ferry boat, not unloading. Steps are really hard the other way around, I guess. Hopefully the ramp will help guests be less frustrated on ferry boats. That was it's the biggest story of 2021. It was the ferry boat fight. Walt Disney Imagineering has filed a permit for exterior facade modifications at the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company, the store at the exit of Space Mountain in the Magic Kingdom. The permit contracts the Whiting Turner Contracting Company and expires on December 30, 2023. It's possible whatever work is being done in the exterior of the store will be so it better matches the nearby Tron Light Cycle Run, which will open hopefully by December of 2023. Of course, in the old concept art, there is a different facade, some different glass and things going on there. So we'll see what exactly happens to the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company. The exterior of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is coming together as panels are installed behind the greeter structure and Disney finally settles on a paint scheme. The columns on the left are still orange and red with some white spots. Crew members have been installing gray panels on the front of the building this week as well. The panels are currently covered with white protective sheets as installation continues. On the right side of the building, the columns have been painted almost entirely black now. There's still some orange visible on the last three of those columns. Some lighter rectangular sections have been painted onto the sides of the columns as well. Supply chain issues have caused the build-your-own lightsaber station in Tatooine Traders at Hollywood Studios to temporarily close. Cast members said they currently don't have all the parts needed for guests to build the plastic lightsabers. They said it would reopen as soon as they had pieces, but weren't sure when that would be. Maybe when the war with the Trade Federation comes to an end. Who knows? Another baby white rhino has been born at Disney's Animal Kingdom. This is the third white rhino born in the park in the last 13 months and the 13th born at Walt Disney World. Mother Lola delivered a healthy female calf in early November. Lola and her calf will bond backstage for several months before they join the herd at the Harambe Wildlife Reserve. The first of three recent calves, Ranger, can be seen on Kilimanjaro Safaris. The newest Disney Vacation Club booth has been revealed at Disney's Animal Kingdom. This is a wild one. This site has been surrounded by construction walls for a couple months now. The booth is located between Island Mercantile and Pete Safari. And yes, if you're a longtime visitor like myself, you probably remember, hey, wasn't that where the DVC kiosk used to be? And you're right. So that's right. Disney knocked down the Vacation Club kiosk a couple years ago and then apparently has decided to just bring it back. That being said, the new one's very pretty. They have a lot of carved animals. The kiosk is very well made. Fits in great in this section of the park. But it is funny that they eliminated this because they were worried about foot traffic going to Pandora. And now that that's subsided, they rebuilt a new one. A woman is suing Disney Parks and Resorts after allegedly being electrocuted in her hotel room at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa in September 2018. Courtney Randall says that on September 9th of 2018, her family noticed that the electrical outlets in their room were protruding from the wall and did not work. They notified cast members and were told that someone would attend to the issue that day. On September 10th, Randall attempted to use an outlet and was electrocuted. Here's a note, kids. If an outlet is sticking out of the wall, don't use it. Randall claims in her lawsuit, which was filed on November 4th of 2021 in Orange County Circuit Court, that she has since suffered disability disfigurement, mental anguish, loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life, expense of medical care, and loss of future earning capacity due to the incident. And I want to leave a note. People on the site didn't understand this. Electrocuted does not necessarily mean you died from the shock. It could also mean serious injury. I want to make that note. Look it up, kids. A new round of merchandise celebrating 50 years of Disney's Polynesian Village Resort is now available. The new items are salt and pepper shakers, a mug, a cookie jar, and a serving tray. The latter two are sold as a set. The salt and pepper shakers resemble the Polynesians' versions of gods Maui and Rongo. Maui is in yellow, while Rongo is green. Rongo, of course, number one kite flyer, if you remember from the Tiki Room. They come on a base with Disney's Polynesian Village Resort 50th anniversary logo, and they cost $29.99. The mug has Maui on one side and the 50th anniversary logo on the other. The top comes off to fill the mug, and there's a hole for a straw. This is perfect for a lapu-lapu at home, right? The mugs cost $34.99, and the serving tray has a cup in the center for dip and four detachable Maui-shaped plates. The included cookie jar is almost identical to the mug, but slightly bigger. The set is $99.99. I don't understand why you have a set with a cookie jar and plates with a dipping thing, because, I don't know, people dip in cookies now? Is this a normal thing? Don't know. Boatwright's Dining Hall has reopened at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside, and we were there for the reopening dinner last Tuesday. Boatwright's is only open for dinner from 5 to 9. You can read about our entire experience at the restaurant over on our website. Boatwright's, one of my favorites. Disney has responded to the civil lawsuit against Walt Disney Parks and Resorts in regards to the Magic Key program at Disneyland. The company has chosen to file a notice of removal, which takes the case from state court to United States District Court. The lawsuit was filed by Janelle Nielsen, both individually and on behalf of other Dream Key holders. It alleges that limiting the number of park pass reservations available for Dream Keys, which were advertised as having no blockout dates when passes for regular tickets are still available, is a violation of the program's contract as well as false advertising. In total, the lawsuit includes six causes of action, including violation of the Customer's Legal Remedies Act, violations of the false advertising law, and violations of the unfair competition law, breach of contract, negligent misrepresentation, and concealment and non-disclosure. In filing a notice of removal, Disney has moved to take the case from the Superior Court of California to the United States District Court for the Central District of California. Rachel Aldi, a vice president within the Disney Parks Experiences and Products Division of the Walt Disney Company, gave a declaration supporting removal. Aldi's declaration was made to explain why Disney meets the criteria required to file a notice of removal. And Aldi cites that facts that the plaintiff is a California resident while Walt Disney Parks and Resorts is based out of Florida, and that the amount in controversy exceeds $5 million since Nielsen is filing on behalf of all Dream Key holders. Aldi states that Disney sold more than 3,600 Dream Key passes at a rate of $13.99 each, totaling more than the $5 million benchmark. Nielsen will have 30 days to file a motion to remand, which would move the case back to a state court. With the release of the latest Spider-Man installment, Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man and Doctor Strange have teamed up to meet guests at Avengers Campus in California Adventure. The meet and greet is still socially distanced as guests can't go past a certain point, but Spider-Man and Doctor Strange stand a good distance away from each other as well, but you can meet them together, and certainly they're causing all sorts of trouble. They always do every time they're together. The year-long refurbishment of Le Château de la Belle au Bois Dormant at Sleeping Beauty Castle at Disneyland Paris is now complete, and the castle has been fully revealed. The reveal is just in time for the holidays and the upcoming 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris next April. The celebrations will actually kick off March 6th of 2022. The castle was treated like a historical monument as it underwent its first major refurb since it opened. French artisans from 9 different companies were called upon to assist in the refurbishment, and it looks beautiful. It's already the best Disney castle on Earth, and it looks even better now. Avengers Campus has been open for several months at California Adventure, but the second version of the land is still under construction at Walt Disney Studios Paris. It's set to open next summer, no exact date given just yet, but Paris will have their own version of Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure, and the web logo shape is now visible on the attraction's building. DLP report showed a photo of the building's construction on Twitter. A white hexagonal shape, looks like this, got the mug right now, there it is. A white hexagonal shape is clearly visible, and red brick can be seen through the scaffolding behind it. They also caught testing in progress of the colorful backlights on the facade of the Iron Man roller coaster, which does not exist in California, will be exclusive to Disneyland Paris and is a retheme of rock and roller coaster Avec Aerosmith. Lots of new merchandise will be hitting Disneyland Paris next year for the anniversary, including new attraction keys, a Phantom Manor statue by Kevin Kidney and Jody Daly, and a Thunder Mesa Jim Shore figure. Next year, of course, marking the 30th anniversary, which means a new collection of merchandise will be available. We got your first look at everything. At the start of 2022, you'll be able to discover a brand new collectible reproduction of Phantom Manor with light function, again, made by Kevin and Jody. They make the best stuff. In the spring of 22, a Disney Traditions figurine will also be available at Disneyland Paris by artist Jim Shore. It features Scrooge McDuck in an iconic Frontierland setting, Thunder Mesa. This is a very famous Scrooge McDuck. There's a very famous painting of him as a miner looking for gold. So this is a combination of that and Thunder Mesa. It's really cool. And the Key Collector attraction series will continue. The next three will be Buzz Lightyear, a Laser Blast, the Disneyland Railroad, and Orbitron. And finally, the 30th anniversary will begin at Disneyland Paris stores from the start of 2022. The very first products dedicated to the celebration will arrive in mid-January. It will include a spirit jersey, open edition pins, adult t-shirt, and a children's t-shirt. Over at Tokyo Disneyland, guests can pick up a candy case of Mickey Mouse aboard the XP-38 Star Cruiser from Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. This candy case will be available only with gummy candy at Refreshment Corner in World Bazaar and at Tomorrowland Terrace in Tomorrowland, within Tokyo Disneyland. The case costs 950 yen. Meanwhile, over at Tokyo Disney Sea, guests will find a candy case featuring Mickey Mouse as he drops in on the Hotel Hightower in the American waterfront. That's the Tower of Terror, by the way. And he discovers the evil curse of Shiriki Utundu. The candy case is particularly unique in the, instead of fixed plastic chains, it's attached by a springy band so you can make the elevator bounce up and down. How fun is that? This candy case will be on sale at Cafe Portofino and Mama Biscotti's Bakery in Mediterranean Harbor and at Hudson River Harvest adjacent to the Tower of Terror in American Waterfront. It costs, again, 950 yen. They both go on sale starting December 26th. For more information on these stories and more, head on over to WDWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Hotel, park tickets, dining, and more. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The Vacationeer, the official travel agency of WDWNT. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today right here on YouTube for more great content. And click the bell for notifications. And make sure you hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the top stories in a quick, concise, and fun format. Then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/WDWNT or watch episodes on demand anytime. Or subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you.